Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Talk Connection with Tracy Winbush. I am Tracy Winbush, and what you hear in the background is Patches. And it just happens automatically. I guess she wanted to say hello to you all too. And today I want to talk about when we stop canceling social distance. A lot happened to me in preparation for this show today. A lot happened to me. I thought, I had a show prepared with another young man with Sticks was going to come on here, and we were going to talk about assault weapons and the Second Amendment. And if you may have seen those postings out on social media saying that's what we were going to talk about today. And the number here is 515-602-9695. Give me a call. Want to make sure that my phone lines are working, want to make sure that they're working, and I believe that they are. But as I was saying, my day was really trying to get this show ready, talking about the Second Amendment, the mass shootings. I am a conspiracy theorist in some aspects, so there are things that are happening. I'm like, these things should not be happening. These things, it doesn't make sense to me. So in preparation for that, things went crazy. So I woke up this morning and there was no internet. And, I found out that internet electricity, they go hand in hand now. When you don't have internet, you really feel lost. You really, really feel lost when you don't. It's like something happened. It's like an event. And so I broadcast through the internet and I'm like, okay, what do I do about my show? And then someone called me and asked me, well, can you do this? And so that edited my day again. So it made me go to the grocery store early. And I'm not usually inside the grocery store early like I was pre-COVID. Pre-COVID, I was one to go to the grocery store early on my way to work. And it was normal for me. And it was the early birds. And grocery stores used to open up early in the morning. And now they open up at 8 o'clock post-COVID. And usually the early people were very, very happy people. The early people were people that say, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I'm like, wow. So this morning I went out and I got to park my car and said hi to the lady and she snarled. And I said, wow. And so people, and in the morning, that's when you're stocking the shelves. You've got a lot of people, a lot of your vendors are in at that time. And those, you, hi, how are you? Good, how are you? The social pleasantries that we once had, we are diminishing in a lot of ways. And we have isolated ourselves, and we are isolating ourselves away from people and away from one another more than I think we should. And we need to step back and look at how much independence we have from each other today. We sat on top of each other while we were inside of the COVID shutdown, and a lot of people found out that they didn't like who they were married to. They didn't realize they didn't know their children. They found out that they had children. A lot of things happened during COVID. And a lot of things happened to the body of Christ. A lot of things happened. And a lot of things are still happening and are moving. But with that said, we need to, and this is just my opinion, and if you have a different opinion, you can give me a call at 515-602-9695. But we've got to go back to needing one another. We need to understand that God made us interconnected. We are one body. And the body of Christ, those of us who say that we are born-again believers, we act like we don't need anyone either. And that's not true. We're supposed to ask for what we need and talk to one another and be there for one another and lean into one another and talk to one another and communicate with one another. And we learn, and iron sharpeneth iron. Everyone who agrees on everything makes a very, very boring conversation. You don't have to agree with people. It's okay to disagree. You may call it yellow, and I may call it mellow, and I may think you're crazy because you call it mellow. But if you want to call it mellow, that's what you do. But this thing that I have to agree that yellow is yellow and you up is up and down is down, and I believe that my belief is inerrant because I believe in the Word of God. Don't get me wrong, but I can agree to disagree when I don't agree with you. And I can still be friends, and we can still cohabitate, and we can still get along with each other, and we still can be friendly, and we still can talk about those things that we have in common. Right now, I see people, and I see people, the world is so wrapped in a band. I went to the grocery store this morning, and a pot of garlic was $4.99 a pound, which came out to be 52 cents for a pot of garlic that at one time you didn't pay a dime for. And it's going up, and things are, they're manipulating the prices, and they're shrinking, and jobs and money and Christmas and holidays, and people are overwhelmed. And people are not talking to people about them being overwhelmed because people are now internalizing everything. At one time, you knew all your neighbor's business, your family's business, and everyone else's business, and you just knew it and you didn't tell it, and it was okay because it was what it was. But today, we're not telling it. We're holding everything in, and we're wondering why everyone is going insane. We wonder why people are going into businesses and Walmarts and shooting things up. We wonder why people are growling. We wonder why people are mad. It's because we've got our focus on the wrong things. Our focus needs to be back on people again. It goes back to I love you and you love me, and we are one big family. God created us all in his likeness and in his image. We got black people trying to become Hebrews. We got Hebrews mad because black people are wanting to become Hebrews. We got white people trying to become black. This has to stop. God made everyone in his likeness and in his image. He made everyone to be as they are. He made everyone to be like he made them. We have young ladies, and don't get me wrong, I went out over the weekend and I got all dolled up and all dressed up, and I got makeup on and everything, and it's good. But you gotta love yourself for who you are. You gotta love yourself for who God made you, and how he made your hair, and how he cut your eyebrows, and how he made your lip shape, and how your nose is. Because no two people are the same. And no one is better than anyone else. God made everyone perfect. And we're going to have to start appreciating ourselves and appreciating one another. No two people are alike. I live with my mom, and she has a way of doing things, and it's a good way, and I learn good things from her. But I like walking barefooted. I enjoy walking. I am comfortable barefoot. Right now I have shoes on, and I want my feet to be bare. She likes to have her shoes on at all times, and she can't comprehend how I like to go barefooted. But we're all individuals on this journey, on this path called life. And everybody's got one. And we need to be a little bit more transparent in our life, letting people know we all cut and we all bleed. We all say, ouch. We all hate pain. We all feel hurt. We all got problems. We need to come back to that. Our kids need to see that. Our young people need to see us having confrontation and working it out verbally, working it and not fighting. They need to see us coming back together and working together on solving problems and building. They need to see the races working together. Everybody's not a racist. Everything is not racist. Everything's not racial. We need to be able to tell the truth. We need to be able to say, Jewish people own a lot of stuff in America. I'm not mad at them. It's the truth. And not feel afraid to say that. Because I'm going to need to tell you that Jesus is Lord. And not afraid to say that either. I need to be able to say that, you know, I believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man enters into the Father but by him. I need to be able to say that. But I also need to be able to say that, you know, right now I got a problem in the black community. Because we've got a crime rate and a violence rate and an educational rate. And a social economic rate, and a social rate that we need to discuss. We got a communication problem that we need to talk about. I need to talk about what's going on over in the Italian community, even though I don't know because I'm not paying attention. But I need to talk about in the LGBTQ. I disagree with everything in the alphabet about it. But we need to talk about it because I've got family members who are part of it, and I love them. And even if I never understand it, never condone it, I know God is not happy with it. That does not stop me from loving them. I need to talk about people that don't like people that look like me. It takes a lot for you to put that much hatred into somebody where your whole consciousness is to think about me, to hate me enough to where you're thinking about me when you don't even need to. So I need to pray for you too. I need to talk about what's going on in the political scheme of things. Because it affects our daily life, and we need to learn better. Anything that is wrong in this country today, anybody who is 35, 45, 55 years old, it is your responsibility to fix it. We need to say that out loud. And no, we don't need to have another octogenarian in the White House in America. Not because they're not skilled, not because they're too old, but because they need to be able to engage. And as I'm aging, I'm finding out that it's hard to engage with younger people because I'm too far removed from the younger people. So if you're 80, 90 years old, you need to be telling and talking and telling stories like I am now and learning and depositing back into the young people and say, listen, don't do that way. Don't make this mistake. I used to do this, even if I'm still doing it. Don't do it that way anymore because it doesn't work that way anymore. You need to do this. You need to do that. Tell them the correct way. This is the way you are. Our children need to know the truth about their parents and about the generations. No more lies. Wow. What a novel idea. No more lies. And those of us who say that we are born-again believers, if you're not telling the children the truth, and when there's a time, appropriate truth, but they need to know. They need to know what it's like being unsaved. They need to know what it's like being saved. They need to know what it's like being saved and wanting to go back to being unsaved. They need to know about the things and the issues that you have in your life today still, because we're all overcoming our obstacles every day. Organize my life, and I'm trying to get some things done, and I got some papers, and I saw a letter that my mom wrote to me about anger and making sure that I actually control my anger. Woo! And I read it like 20 years later. No, I read it when she gave it to me, and I put it aside. But I read it the other day, and it really hit, and it's like, okay, because Tracy, you know yourself, you know your people, you know, to thine own self be true. We need to look introspectively at ourselves and say, you know what, I need to work on this, I need to work on that, I need to be here, I need to be there. I need to talk to my kids about this. Yeah, I'm still drinking. I'm still smoking. I'm still cussing. I'm still doing this. I'm still doing that. But tell them, don't pick this fruit of the tree. Don't eat that. Don't go that way. Because if you go down that lane, this may happen. Because if you look at the history, if you look at our family history, this is what happens when we do this. We got to talk. We got to talk about things. And, you know, we got to talk about things and not one another. You know what I'm saying? We need to have productive conversations now. Don't get me wrong. I know that, you know, shopping is cool and makeup is fine and all this, but we need to start talking about things that are going to make a difference and going to matter in the future. That's going to stimulate our mind and our conversations. I look at what we say on Facebook and social media and what we're talking about, but what are we really doing? What are we talking about? How are we engaging? If I have something on my face, do you tell me? Or do you talk about me? The reason why I'm broken is because I've been broke. But the reason why I'm been broke is because I made some bad choices. Would they be bad choices one way or another? So I need to talk about my bad choices. If I hadn't done this, I wouldn't be here. You know, we need to talk about this openly. We need to talk. We need to tell people and tell men and women the differences between the two of us so that we can cohabitate again. Because we need to cohabitate. I need men. We need each other. Do you not know that? People are isolated and they're still putting on facades. And then you wonder why things are crazy. You wonder why people are blowing their cap. And let me say this, the news media, the telephone, the computers that we're on, the technology that we have, I am a tech buff. I got it. But you can't allow it to control you. You can't allow it to be your focus. You have to be able to separate yourself from it. And I know we say, I ain't doing all that. But if you're on the phone, you gotta cut it off. You can't be that accessible that often, that much. And you need to tell your children, we got to stop this. You can't be at work all day, every day, 24 hours. You can't be mom all day. You cannot be all things to all people all the time and not think it's not going to be a toll on you. And then wonder why you're sick, ailing, can't get up, can't get out, can't get around, and you're mean as a junkyard dog, and then want to say you love Jesus. Lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us and run this race. It's a trick of the enemy. It's a trick. We have relatives. We've got things going on that we are still socially distanced from. Hey, you know what? If you're a believer and you're going to die, guess what? You're going to meet Jesus. Amen. But call your relatives. Give people a hug again. They say if you want to abuse a child, don't hug them. When's the last time you smiled at somebody that you didn't know? people are going through some things. And, you know, I want you to call me, please, so I don't have to talk for the whole hour. Please give me a call. The number is 515-602-9695. But, you know, people hurt people, and the more people hurt people, the more I don't want you to hurt me, and so I distance myself from you. So I don't become truly genuine with anyone because I don't want to be hurt again. And young women, girls, ladies that are listening to this, you know this is true. And so we always bring luggage with us, heal between the two, and we keep the barriers up. You can't walk in fear and faith at the same time. Amen. You cannot walk in fear and faith at the same time. So you're going to have to lay aside and put those barriers down. You got to put the barriers down. We have a lot of fences around us so that we don't get hurt by the outside. Everything that you keep out, you don't let anything in. And we're leaving a lot of people and a lot of good people out, and we're not letting a lot of good people in because we're afraid of getting hurt again. Men, hear me. Women, a lot of times we say too much. I know. But you got to give us opportunity to learn, because a lot of times we don't know that we've said too much because we came out of something that we did. That's all we knew. And so I love you, and you love me, and we're friends. We've been friends a long time, but I say too much too often, and I preach too much too often, and I go too far too much too often, and I really push you away because I don't know how to. But you got to understand, I ain't never seen people talk before. So I don't know how to, I knew how to talk to get you, but I don't know how to talk to keep you because now we're grown. I heard Kanye West say something this morning. He did an interview. And he says, when you become a celebrity, you stop growing. You stop developing because as soon as you get a certain amount of wealth, you get handlers. So accountants and stylist and everybody comes in to tell you what you need to do to navigate you, to schedule your life, and so you stop right there. And I never really looked at it that way. And when I look at relationships, we are growing every day and evolving every day. And if you look over your life, there have been little mini yous over your past. And it's like, wow, I'm not that person anymore. Remember when we used to do that? Wow, I'm not that person anymore. Remember how we used to go here? Wow, remember that? I'm not that person anymore. And so because I'm not that person anymore, I've forgotten about her. But that's where you met me. You met me here, and I've changed. And you've changed. And the question is, have we changed that we can change together? And I still have my issues. And you still have your issues, but I haven't developed my issues, and I still got my fear. And you haven't developed your issues, and you still have your fear. And over this time, I haven't cultivated my fear, but what something has cultivated fear in me, because in the process, I've been hurt along the way some more. And things have been said to me along the way some more, and I've stumped my toe, and I've fallen along the way some more. And so I have not developed that area. And because I haven't developed that area, I'm still trying to grow with you, but we're growing apart. And you shouldn't be growing apart. You should be growing together, or should be growing with understanding. And when I say with understanding, knowing that I'm going to go crazy at one time and you're going to go crazy at another time, but you got to love me through my crazy. Love me when I'm down. And down doesn't always mean I'm in jail or on drugs or on a high. Down means I'm having, down is down. Down is depressed. Down don't mean I lost the baby. Don't mean I lost the job. Don't mean I got divorced. Don't mean I'm just down is down. And everybody has their downs. Some downs you see, but a lot of downs got smiles. And they try to fix it with depression pills, and but it's Jesus that fixes it. But it's people who make it happen because God uses us. When you come into the storehouse, when you come into the church, there's supposed to be a house inside of there of nourishment of people who are looking to love on us in spite of us because they know that God has loved on them in spite of them. Amen. And we need that. God knows we do. People need praise. You don't understand. People get torn down so much by so much, by so much, by so much every day. And then you go home and there's so much. And you go to work and there's so much. And you go to the job and then you call your bank and there's so much. Oh, my God. And then you go, so much, and the phone rings, and so much. And all you can do is, and every now and then you need somebody to say, hey, how you doing? You look nice today. Hey, how you doing? How are you today? Do you appreciate what you did? Hey, be nice. As a stranger. Seeing a stranger, put a smile on a stranger's face, and then a stranger smiling back at you and saying, listen, have a good day. You don't know what you're doing to that stranger besides making a new friend. And we need friends. Oh, my God, we need friends. Oh, my God, we need companionship. We need someone to tell you, don't cut your hair like that no more. We need people to tell us the truth that we don't like the truth. We need people to say, you shouldn't wear that. We need people to say, that's wrong. We need it. We grow by it. We need it. Because when the truth happens, then freedom comes. And then we can breathe. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the truth, even if it hurts, it will be free. We don't like to say that. We don't like that. But the truth is freeing. It never returns void. That's why people don't like the truth. Jack Nicholson said it. Best and a few good men, you can't handle the truth because the truth cuts and the word of God cuts and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And so when someone comes and cuts you with the truth, it can cut deep. But that's why you have to be careful how you deliver the truth. And I'm going to say in social distancing and getting our distance back and getting people back and being close to one another again, you got to be careful. We got to quit judging folks. Here, listen, just because it looked good, smell good, taste good, don't mean it was good. You don't know what people are going through. You don't know who people are. You understand. You don't know. And so before you judge, pray. Before you judge, stand back. Before you judge, say nothing. Just say a prayer. Because you don't know. You don't know why she's a prostitute. You don't know why he's a dope dealer. You don't know why he killed that person. You don't know why. I keep on going back to this Sandy Hook and these kids that are going into these buildings and these schools and these kids and shooting up everywhere. You gotta comprehend if you're in your 20s and you are bold enough to go and get any gun. That's not crazy. That's possessed.
but it's also trying to cry for help, to let you know you shouldn't get used to what you're seeing. What you need to go do is try to find out what's causing this and stop it. And it's not just in the person, because it's happening all over the country and in America, the most blessed nation in the world. What you do is you seek it out and say, what can I do to stop this? How are we misaligning our priorities? I have yet to see anybody go into a basketball arena and shoot it up, but they're going in schools. They're not going into football arenas and shooting it up, but they're going in schools where our kids are. No one's asked that question yet, huh? Really? Social distance, we've got to come back. We've got to come back to holding hands, hugging one another, embracing one another, having people over to your home, even if it is junky, and having to move things out of the way so they can sit down. You know, we used to have people and the friends and the neighbors come to visit the house. We don't do that anymore because we want to be comfortable and we want everything to be so when they get there. Now we got to stop that. We got to stop. We need, this is how I live every day. This is who I am. And this is Tracy. I'm not always decked up. I'm not always pretty. I'm not always proper. Most days I'm not. This is what you see is what you get. This is it. No more facades. We need to, you know, we got kids putting on makeup every day, all day long. After a while, that gets old. So we need to pull back the layers of makeup and let people see the real us. I'm serious. I'm serious. America's got to go back to being true again. And true means being honest about itself. We used to fall down and laugh at ourselves and then say that we fell down. We used to, and I'm just saying, because right now we lie so much, we don't even, we call a fall down something different. I don't know what we do that. We need to. We're going to have to. It's imperative that we do. The phone number is 515-602-9695. I am trying to create social media talk radio, and I need for you guys to call in. I see that you're watching, but now you can call. And if you call, we'll only hear your voice. You don't have to use your right name. It's just a phone call. The only thing that we ask is that you do not use any bad words. So they'll be able to hear you. We'll be able to hear them, but we'll be able to have a conversation. So please, we need to make sure that we're trying, because we need to communicate. We need to hear other opinions. And if you think that I'm crazy, Tracy, you're off your rocker, you need to be able to call up and say that. And as we go forward, as people call in and as we do this, we're going to talk. And what makes talk radio so easy, it's anonymous. You can see me, but we don't know who you are when you call. So you have freedom of speech still now with social media, and we need to keep it up because we need to hear opposing opinions. Don't let it die because we don't want it to be combative. This gives us a free way to have a combative conversation and still be safe. And me as a talk show host, I'm just the moderator. But the reason why I have it is because you have exchange of conversation and ideas. And out of exchange of conversation and ideas comes creativity and comes a future. Great things have come out of exchange of conversation and different ideas. Things evolve because of that. I got comments coming in. So I really want everyone to understand this is, and as we merge this, we're merging talk radio into social media. I'm on WHKW 1220, and I want you to be able to call also so that you can participate. Listen in, call in. And participate. But we need to make sure that we are exercising our right of our vocals, our voice. God, it is a gift that God has given us. Freedom of speech is a gift. But the gift is being able to express your thoughts. No other creature that God created did he give the ability to express their thoughts but man. So you can say you came from a monkey if you want to, but I came from an intelligent design being called God. And he made me in his likeness and his image and sent his son here named Jesus, who died, rose, came back and went back, sits on the right-hand side of his father, and sent back his spirit who is embedded in me that now gives me the ability to have expression of speech. And I can speak on behalf of the kingdom because of the kingdom that resides in us. That's what I believe. That's my belief. Amen. But with that said, I want you to understand, God gave man the ability to express himself. The Bible says the tongue blesses and the tongue curses. You got to understand, being able to shape and to form your thoughts and your words, it is a blessing. What a blessing to be able to say, ouch, to say that hurts. You know, I have a dog, and sometimes I don't know whether she wants to go outside or whether she wants to eat. But see, when God has given you your tongue, you can say, I want to eat or I want to go to the restroom. And we don't need to take that for granted. That's why we need to bless people with our tongues and not curse them. Be careful what we say and how we say it, even if it is the truth. Some truth needs to be prayed for. It doesn't need to be said. It may be the truth. And just because it's the truth does not mean you need to be the one to tell that person that truth. Amen. But you need to pray that God will send someone to tell them because they need to know the truth also. I look at it like seeds. You know, seeds come along, you know, birds, you know, you got seeds and you sow seeds and sow seeds, and there are all kinds of seeds and there are all kinds of birds and there are all kinds of pollens, and everything works interconnected. And so when you plant the seed, you plant different seeds. Birds come by and eat some seeds. Some seeds come by and get pollinated. They get germinated. Then they begin to grow. Different types, different ways. And in doing that, you see it come back and somebody comes around and waters it. God gives the increase. God does the manifestation when you're trusting. And we've got to trust him in all that we say and all that we do. No more fear of people. Even I was watching a movie about Paul last evening and realizing that Paul got beaten for his beliefs and Stephen got stoned for his beliefs. And I'm going, am I strong enough, Jesus, to get stoned and beaten for what I believe? I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe that he's Lord. But will it cause me to silence my mouth? Because I'm afraid to get hurt. Am I afraid to tell the truth? Because I'm afraid to get ostracized. Am I afraid? What fear do I have? And how am I going to cast out fear? How am I going to do that? Because I want you to know, I don't like pain. And we're headed into a place where the freedoms that we've had in the last century, we may not have in this century. And if we don't have those freedoms, and we're not exercising the freedom that we have now, what are we going to be living in then? I said at the beginning of the program, and I'm going to say this again, are we prepared for what God has called us to and what he's going to bring us through? We need one another. We live in a nation that God has so overwhelmingly blessed that even our poor are not poor. And even our mentally ill are not completely insane. Even those that don't have still have. And if they need, if they reach out, they can get it. We need to unite as people again here on the local level. We're headed into the holidays. Christmas. It's not about gifts. It's about one another. You don't have to spend foolishly on a fat white suit and a red man going down the street with a lot of stuff. But if you can bring your friends and family and laugh and go to your parties and enjoy yourself, not for what you're going to get, but just for seeing the people that you haven't seen in a while, seeing how their children are and their grandchildren are. I said again at the beginning of the show, it is our responsibility to show how our future is going to be. It is our responsibility to shape our future, to show them God, to show them family, and to show them governance, responsibility. And the choices that we make today will be the decisions that we live with tomorrow. It is imperative, and we will talk more about this next week. We will be talking about guns because we need to understand responsibility and governance. And when you have God and when you have family, you have good governance. And we've got to get back to good governance. It's not the guns that are killing the people. It's the people that are killing the people. And when we get back to governing the people, we don't have to worry about the guns. But if you take away the guns, the bad people will always come out there and they will try to take things from you. And we need to comprehend that there are bad people out there. And that's not going to change until Jesus comes. So you have to protect yourself. You've got to be protected, especially when you're going to the grocery store and food is going up the way that it is. People will fight for something that they need, and food is one of them. Food, shelter, and clothing, people will fight for. They will steal for. They will connive for if they don't have faith in God. If they don't know Jesus Christ, they will do that. So you have to protect yourself sometime. Because there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a time for war. And there's a time to stop warring. It doesn't change because we're in the 21st century. But it will change when you have casted all of your cares onto your government, who does not care for you anymore. And right now we have leadership in our governance that is not God-minded. And those God-minded people don't care about us. And so we're going to have to get back to God, get back to people, get back to governance and accountability. God, people, one another, I am my brother's keeper. I am responsible for you. I love you and need you. We need each other no matter what, no matter what color, no matter how much money, no matter how tall, how short, no matter where you live, we need each other. Oh, my God. The people that I'm going to introduce you to on this show, because I have needed them over my life. And because of them, I am who I am. Because of what they've done, what they've deposited, who they've networked me with, where they've taken me from, who they hired me. Some are dead, but if I can find their kids, bring up their names. Look at all the connections that you've had over your life. Those were people that God sent your way. What a blessing. You couldn't have done it without them. And you still need them. And our children need to go and find theirs, and they need them. Some people you keep. Some people didn't stay too long. Some people you learn, I don't want to have a friend like you again. Some people I don't never want to meet again. But there was a lesson learned. But we need each other so much. Pull back the barriers. Don't let the television and the media scare you off from people who have tattoos and people who don't look like you. There are people inside there. You know, you look at the LGBTQ community. I don't agree. I don't. But I love them too. I love them and they take care of me. When I call on them, they answer the phone call. Then God will deal with everything else. Because God knows why we live, why we do what we do, how we are. He knows. He knows every moment. He knows every hair on our head. And as I go to close today, let me say this about God. And let me say this about people. And let me say this about us. You have to stop being so hard on yourself. When you ask Jesus to forgive you, he forgave you of all sin, S-I-N, not sins. Sins were incorporated in the sin. You're a part of your flesh, and it doesn't give you the license to be sinful. But what it does is it gives you the privilege to forgive yourself for living in the flesh that you live in. God knows, and he doesn't beat you up every time you make a mistake. And the reason why he doesn't do that is because he understands and he knows. But you cannot beat yourself up because you know yourself too well. You've got to let yourself and forgive yourself and let it go. Just that simple. Let it go. And you may do it again. God to help you and deliver you and let it go. But this pitiful, sorrowful face that we walk around with at times because we're going through and because things and because we know is not necessary. God knows and he cares. God knows and he understands. And God knows and he made a way so that you don't have to carry the weight of redemption and the weight of sin on you anymore. You no longer have to do that. Just say amen. Say, Jesus, I thank you for redeeming me, for keeping me. I am who I am. You made me how I am. Now help me be a better you. In Jesus' name. We are not Jesus. We're trying to be like Jesus. We're trying to walk in the Word, but we are not the walking Word. Ease up on yourself some. You're being too hard on yourself. Ease up. And I know you are so intense, but ease up. Breathe. Say, thank you, Jesus. You know, I'm going to say it this way, and it may be too much for too many people, but you know when you have to go to the restroom and you finally make it, you know the breath and the air that you give yourself when you get there and you go, whew. You need to do that with life too. Breathe. Say, Jesus, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to let you handle it, and I'm going to let it go. Because I cannot do this on my own. And when you do that, I promise you, a weight of air will come off of you. You'll sleep better. You'll feel better. You'll smile a whole lot better. You'll breathe better. You'll do better. You gotta know that. Gotta know that. Gotta know that. I am on social media everywhere. My name is Tracy, T-R-A-C-E-Y, Winbush, W-I-N-B-U-S-H. I am old. And so I'm not as socially savvy as I want to be and need to be, but I am. I am on YouTube. I hear my music. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. I'm at Tracy and Friends. If you reach out, you can find me. God bless you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and you have a good day. Hey, Josh. How are you, darling? How's Thanksgiving? When are you guys free? When are you available? Text me sometimes when we can get to, either I'll come up or you'll come down so we can get together and fellowship. Okay? Oh, between now and Christmas. Can you tell I'm really on the social distance thing? I'm serious about this. You thought I was joking, didn't you? No, I'm not. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. We got weddings.